Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
Butterfly wing.
Thank you.
Humor.
That's my clap in case that's useful. Okay, so obviously there's background noise. We are traveling. I have been at the Vodafone store all day.
I just had a mental breakdown trying to set up the technical part of my recording. What's so devastating is I was in a really good mood, and then the technological defeat that I felt made me want to get knocked up by someone I hate and just move to the suburbs and hurt people for a living.
Did you say get knocked up?
Yeah. It made me want to create a terrible life for myself.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. I mean,
I was in such a good mood. Okay, I'm going to get the mood back. So we apologize for any, I can hear the background noise. I think, is that Italy? It's incredible.
Yes.
But what can we say? This is the world that we're in. I'm in New York. I also became upset because there's construction and the smell of toxic pavement mixed with what I can only imagine is formaldehyde or something that will shorten my lifespan instantly is wafting into the apartment in such a shocking way that I'm instantly poisoned. But anyway, but who cares? It's fine.
You're fine.
The good news is, so I want to just start right in and say, you know what I did last night for the first time?
What?
I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So imagine this. So
never seen it. I think seen an episode.
I think I saw like 6 frames of it.
Yeah.
In like when it started. And then it just never returned. So I, as you know, doing my show, Sundays are my nights, is my only night off. I last night got some gorgeous takeout and I brought it home and I thought I'm just going to eat this. It was great. And then I get into bed. I mean, I was like squealing with delight.
This was supposed to be a negative story? Okay.
No, this is great. No, this is great. It's a positive story. And then I went to Hulu and I was like, oh, what do I want? And there it is, the Kardashians. And it's, I guess, season one, meaning because they switched over to Hulu after years on E. Can you imagine? I was imagining them calling, like the agents calling E, being like, it's over. You know, they're like, Hulu gave us an offer. We can't refuse. You have to match it. And E's like, we can't. And they're like, thank you for everything, but we're leaving. Anyway, I go, I'll click on it.
Do you think it was the agent? Like, who was it? How's business done on that level?
I know, probably
like it
lawyers.
Just seems like I don't know.
It's like embassies it's like on some, communicating.
Like it's like a piece of china, like, and I don't mean like a teacup. I mean like just something.
No, you mean
sort
like
sinister, like
landmass. Like, no, it's any kind of property like that. Anyway, so I click on it thinking I'll probably dip in here for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours. I watched for 4 hours Unbroken. I watched four episodes.
Wow.
When I tell you,
four.
I was crying.
What?
When I started crying is maybe too strong a word, but
okay.
Welling up and trying not to cry because I was like, I don't want to be puffy in the morning.
Were you moved by
when Travis?
Wait, can I
when
guess?
Travis,
oh, okay, go.
Okay. When Travis Barker asked for Courtney's hand in marriage, I began to cry. And to be clear, it wasn't even him. It was him on a phone call. So I'm looking at Chris and Chloe in the back of an Escalade after Chris has like reprimanded the driver for not closing the trunk.
No.
And I'm absolutely emotional.
So wait, he asks for the hand of marriage on speakerphone or on cell phone?
No. So what it is, I guess he in person asked for the hand, but then he calls to be like, I'm planning the engagement and I want you to be in on it. I want the family to be in on it. Surprise engagement for Courtney. I begin to become emotional. And then I find myself in moments, you know, and then 20 minutes later, I'm laughing. And then I'm agreeing. I'm going, mm-hmm. I'm out loud.
Oh,
going,
yeah.
I'm going, well, there it is. I'm agreeing with it. Four
out loud
hours.
Is heaven.
Four
by the way.
Hours.
May I break in?
Yeah, please.
To say one time I allowed did that thing, and I think eating helps. I think there's something about when
I
you're
wasn't
eating,
eating
and watching.
During it. I wasn't eating during it. I was in bed.
Well then,
I was so captivated. I wasn't even texting. I was texting occasionally a friend to be like, "This is incredible." Like, 4 hours have passed. Like, but I was captivated.
What friend?
Molly Birch.
Another friend. One time while watching The Biggest Loser, while eating, like, I think me and my friend would get these, I think we'd get two large pizzas. I don't know, but we're sitting there eating pizza on the floor, watching Biggest Loser, like one of the great shows
that
I cry at all the time. And I just like, while reaching for a slice, literally like shaking my head going, she's not going to get her burn in. Like she wasn't going to get the burn she needed, like her calorie burn, her numbers. Like I could see that like, it was when they go home for the final week to do it alone on their own. And
just
and
a
it's
week?
Like,
can all go away in a week?
Oh no, maybe it's like, I can't remember. Maybe it's 2 months. I forget. But the last portion of it is like, you're no longer in the ranch. Now you go home and then everyone comes back and gets weighed again at the end. Okay. Now some people go home
absolutely
and you see them in the gym.
Insane.
Okay. Going fucking crazy. Others you see at home,
relapse,
you know, preparing.
So
no, not full relapse. This is what's so brutal. It's like, they're like taking the stairs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're going on a hike. And I'm like, strap on that monitor. Cause I mean, you're in a competition for what? $100,000. I mean, I was like, she's not going to like, for like literally like reaching for pizza. Like I was just like catching the narrow end of the pizza, like being like, and just like with utter lack of like, just,
yeah.
It wasn't even that lack
fully
of self-awareness.
Engrossed.
Like someone be like, how could you like, I don't even know what, like, I'm like, no, like, yeah. That person's in a competition involving calorie burn. I'm not. Like, so I see no irony here in me jawing on pizza while saying she's never going to get her burning. Because she's like, I'm being neutral about it.
Yeah.
The fact of the show.
Yeah.
But anyway,
no,
it's just like,
I mean, again, 4 hours. That's all you have to
hear.
Well,
to me, no. I mean, that's exciting. I'm intrigued. I also haven't watched the show.
And had the urge this morning to turn it on again. This morning I woke up
and
I was
like, you do.
It was a thing where I opened up my laptop and it started playing because I was like, I was like, I told myself I'd be asleep by one. So I said, you're stopping now at one.
Right. See,
and yeah.
And you just slammed your laptop closed because I don't know if we've talked about this on Poog. Sorry, some mopeds are going by. But characters in TV shows, especially like teenagers, okay, will be doing something crazy on their computer or whatever, or a full conversation. They just close it on their bed. And, you know, and then the parent comes in and I'm like, you've just created a much riskier thing, which is now like anywhere and anytime that your computer is opened,
the porn just begins playing or whatever.
Yeah. Or like whatever. And so
there's something so beautiful. There's something really sci-fi and mystical. You close the computer and it stops. It's like magical to me. Like I opened up my computer and I heard Kris Jenner talking. It's like very like she was in there all night.
The computer opened the jaw.
Waiting to speak again. Yeah.
No, right. Exactly. The computer opened its own mouth, kind of like, well, what is the significance of the shape of the computer? I mean, the laptop of the V. You know, what is it?
The clamshell.
I mean, in its traditional form, it's
It's
greater than 90 in its traditional form. Sitting, right? Most people don't have it tipped in, right? Most people have it slightly more open than 90 degrees. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
okay,
it's like an obtuse angle, right? Isn't that
it
obtuse?
It is obtuse, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely
don't
not
be obtuse. Don't be obtuse. Yeah. You know, it's always been a little bit like, are you, like, what's happening? What's the connection between the word obtuse and the meaning socially?
Can I do a complete, I know, yeah, I don't know, too much excess of
I almost think it's like you're
something.
Yeah, you're going so wide of what's accurate that it's All right, go on. I can feel your disinterest.
No,
actually stopped yourself. You stopped yourself from expressing it. I saw it and tried to go.
I stopped myself from interrupting with something else. But I'm not
exactly. But that's okay. I interrupted in the first place. Well, did I? I don't know. But I just want to take a minute with the angle of the computer.
Yeah. Please do.
We think it's weird that the computer, the laptop, can exist at so many angles, infinite angles.
It's true.
Oh, well,
you could.
And yet, I mean, it can only go, I push it to its limits. I push it to whatever that is. I mean, well, of course, there are the new ones that can go 180. Okay. We fold back on those. The classic laptop, you know, they flip over and they become a tablet.
Oh, they separate. Sure. They break
in half. Classic laptop is like a 95 degree angle.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting that I don't know, that it's just an angle we know. If someone drew it at the wrong angle, you'd know they were an alien. Like an Inglourious Bastards culturally. Like when he asked for three drinks.
It's a great
brutal.
Great scene. How do you even write a scene?
God, I know.
What about a circular laptop? What about a circle?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Like a compact mirror. Compact mirror.
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, the letters, you know.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, can I do a hard pivot?
Always.
Two things. A, I'm here to... Oh. Is it the thought that counts? Okay, so...
Nope. And by the way, it varies. By the way, is it the thought that counts? Here we go, folks. Here. Counts for what?
Okay.
Is it thought that counts? It counts. But it most likely doesn't count. It's 30 cents, not 80 cents. Now...
Yeah. So...
Well, the thought that counts on, like, here's
what
a great gift
do?
Idea. I thought about getting you, but I was unable to do it. But I still want you to know because I had this genius idea that I think you'll still appreciate.
Tell me.
No, I'm saying that's what I say to you. Like,
oh, fuck. I believed you. Okay.
Like I told you, for example, on your birthday that there was a hunt for trying to send a cocktail up to your room that panned out to nothing. Okay. And all you got in the end was a text.
But I still thought
you'd enjoy the imagery. It counted
it
for something.
It did count for something. Yes.
Can it stand up to any gesture that was actual that someone else made? You know, I mean, my problem is I am so
a divorce from physical reality value at times, okay, that leads me to think like I require nothing and therefore, I don't know. Obviously, there was a trigger. Do you want to speak of it?
What do you mean? For me? In saying that?
Yeah. Or was that in your notes? Was that in your notes?
No, no. So I'm struggling. So gift giving, and again, it's not even Halloween. It's not that Christmas is here, but let's face it, it's here.
Yeah.
But I'm just...
No, I mean...
So, okay. So here's what you give people when you don't know them intimately, right? To say thank you or something. Booze. Flowers. What else?
Wait, are you asking or are you admonishing?
What do you... No, sorry. It sounds like I'm admonishing because I'm in a bad mood because I'm so hungry.
Are you looking for how do you... What are you talking about? You're in a position where you feel you need to send out some thank you type gifts and you're wondering, what can I do?
Well, here's the thought that counts thing. So here's a nice... So listen, I think it is nice. A thank you card. Here are some flowers. Here's a nice bottle of tequila, right? It's like, great, done.
Yeah, of course. Why? What's the problem there? You don't think it's
so
enough?
That's not actually the thought. That is a gift. That's beyond the thought that counts.
You're a literal fool. You're a damned fool. Okay. I was about to make the argument that I thought you were just saying, like, well, a card is not a thought. A card is a card. I would go so far as to say a text is not a thought. A text is a text. I think what you're really asking is size of the gift that matters, okay? Or, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's...
Because I was arguing that a text is more than a thought. A text is, like, and that's why you say, I got a text from someone. It's an object that flew through, you know, the air and is, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like, it's not ineffable. It's inscribed.
Yeah.
Something happens. Something is written somewhere. A card is huge. Like, how many of you succeeded in writing and getting your ass together to write and send out in life? I mean, it's involved. I mean, unless you have your little, you know, the dream, the fantasy of the the correspondence desk in a little nook, table where you have your pens.
And you know what's so upsetting about when you actually, when you do, so I once was so proud of myself. I got stationery with my name printed on it, you know, beautiful,
yes,
all of that. Okay. And I was invited to a friend's family's house for Yom Kippur. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Rosh Hashanah? Whatever.
And you brought a side of ham.
Yeah. No, I went. It was lovely. It was beautiful. It was intimate. It was a really special night.
Okay.
I said, you know what I'm going to fucking do?
Yeah.
I'm going to write a thank you note to her parents.
You're going to self-actualize and write a thank you
note. I'm going to send. They're going to be going through the mail and they're going to go, what's this? And it's going to be a handwritten thank you note.
Beautiful.
From me. And they're going to be buried with it because they're going to be
gonna
moved
be...
by the sentimentality and
it'll
the respect
rest
of the
on
old
table.
World. Yeah,
the old world,
the
rises
old
again
world
through
coming back into the future
or
coming through the present.
Yeah.
Okay. I do it. I write the letter. I reread it. I'm like, this is impeccable.
Yeah.
The curse. I'm doing cursive. It's heaven.
Like you hadn't done in 15, 20 years.
Guess right. What? The letter
never sent it.
Never arrived. I sent it. And that paralyzed me for years.
Well, hold on.
Because
I mean, the doubt zone in the post office. And you know what I hate to say? I'm like, I feel myself wondering if it's user error.
What do you mean?
Are you sure you mailed it?
1,000%, because it was even like a whole thing of me putting it in the mailbox.
Well, it would have to be.
Yay.
Wait, you put it in your mailbox? Is that what you said?
Well, not in my, I took it to the, I put it in a real mailbox.
Okay. Now, was it the right kind of mailbox? And are you sure it wasn't a trash
can? No, everything
can?
Was right. Everything was right.
Did you seek help at the place or was it some corner where it could have been one of those scams, you know?
It was a real
you
mailbox.
You know you mailed it.
We don't know what happened. I know I did. And by the way,
right.
And my friend was like, maybe they did get it but like something happened. I don't know, but it was so devastating.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, and I never told them. I never told the parents. Like, I wish I, you know, I never was like, because by the way, then I saw them again at her wedding. At her wedding.
Did you get my card?
Hey, by the way, remember last year I sent you a thank you note, but it never arrived. That's the thought that counts moment. And they go, oh, that's amazing. That's so sweet of you. Liar, bitch, incompetent fool. What'd you do wrong?
Well, no, you know what the real issue is, right? Is the moment that you trying to get credit, trying to get thanks that, are you doing something?
Yeah. Hang on.
I'll wait.
Okay, keep going. Trying to do credit. Go.
The ultimate act that cannot be is to see the moment that you seek out credit for a thank you note, you have done more than just neutralize the thank you note. You've actually gone into debt, I believe. Okay. So so thank you notes can only be left to the hand of God. Okay. Okay. Because once you send it, that's it. You do not get to seek out whether or not, and by the way, a thank you note should, first of all, not require a thank you in return. Thank you for your thank you note. No,
never. Okay. Never.
And so, I mean,
is it ever acknowledged?
Unless it's stunning. Okay. Unless it's so stunning and then there's a massive reveal. Okay. Then your thank you note was so beautiful. Thank you. And it makes total sense. Right. But
yes. Yes.
But there's a point where you sacrifice. I mean, you know what else you got to be careful with? Not, I mean, the dynamic of, did you get my gift? I mean, I basically believe, unless it's a very close friend, okay, with whom, you know, this kind of conversation is very whatever, you really don't get to ask it, or it wasn't a gift.
Oh my God, it's true. It's really true. It's true.
Was it a gift or was it a transactional? Okay, right, or was were you paying for my gratitude that you expected to be demonstrated?
Wow.
And when that didn't happen, don't give a gift. You're not
when the gift
willing
is a threat.
To be unthanked for. A gift is a threat of your dear life. It's hostage for thank yous.
What do you think is an appropriate, let's just say you're staying, let's just say
imagine.
At someone's place. Let's just imagine you're staying at someone's place.
Okay, I just did this and gave no gift. Okay. But
where? In Italy?
No, remember two nights in New York?
No, I'm not talking about two nights. I'm not talking about two nights.
Oh, right.
I'm talking about a week. I'm talking about once you've crossed the 4-night threshold, the 3-night threshold. Okay.
Yeah.
Once you've passed into a week, 2 weeks, what do you leave?
Well, again, I'll say it depends on the relationship.
I'll tell you what you leave. You leave a note, you leave a bottle, and you leave, okay, so here's where my inner cheapskate really comes out.
I knew
out.
This is where it was coming.
And here's
I
my,
knew.
No, and
you're
this
starting
is what
to
I'm
get
facing.
Pissed about the cost of the decent
no,
bottle.
No, that's not it. What it is for me is, so I bought two people a diptyque candle as a way of saying thank you.
Okay.
So to me, that is like, that was a huge step for me, okay? And
how
it was
much
a huge step. They're like 75 to 100.
Shit.
No, they're like 75 to the cheapest one is 75. And then they have ones that are 100. And then of course, oh my gosh.
Interesting.
I bought
my
three.
Only interest
okay,
is
hang
Cyr
on.
Trudon.
Oh,
if I'm
yeah.
gonna,
no, I know.
If I'm gonna
well, diptyque,
if I'm gonna do something
diptyque,
fucked up.
Those are what, like 150 or something?
I actually can't remember, but I bought it with like as like a hostage to myself as that was gonna be this like candle with which I did like my yoga next to, and I did. So in that way, I paid off that candle. Every day I lit that candle, the Carmelite candle, like while doing my yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
My yoga, it's mine.
My yoga.
Okay, so you got that for two people, and now what's the inner cheapskate? You're going, well, I can't do that for everybody. That?
Yeah. I go 75 a pop, that's a, well, because then I go 75, I go, well, what's a gift? Oh, this is all useless. Who could listen to this drivel?
Listen to me. Everyone is on the edge of their seat. This is actually deeply compelling, and I'm like lifting it's up out like, of my seat.
Okay, so I bought
wanting to talk about this for 10 hours. Give me more, and then I'll respond. Give me more.
Well, you know, it actually does feel good.
Let's put a dollar amount on it.
It does feel good to give, because listen, I'll just say this. I gave someone a gift recently that was more money. I spent more money on a gift for someone than I've ever spent for something for myself. Okay. So who's cheating now?
Like, yeah, who's cheating now? I'm like, yeah. I didn't give you what you wanted because like the paradox of it, like almost like escaped me in some way because I'm like, yeah, technically that sounds like a thing, but also you can imagine like, you know, buying your mother a house before you buy yourself a house, right? Like there's a way in which, I don't know. There's a way in which that absolutely. But anyway, no. Okay. So,
So that felt great. And there was something that, and I was like, okay, I could get used to this. I was like, so for example, ephemeral
gifts. Get used to gift giving?
Yeah. Like extravagantly. Okay. Or right. I don't know about extravagant. Okay. I got someone. It's not just someone, it's my mother. Okay. It's her birthday. I was out of town. Yes, I sent gorgeous flowers. And I also sent, because I know she loves this, I sent her like a huge amount of fun multicolored balloons.
Yes.
Okay.
Lovely.
She cried.
Right?
She told me. Okay. Because it was so fun and unexpected.
Yes.
So that's a gift that is, flowers are ephemeral, balloons are ephemeral.
Right.
Like,
ephemerality is not a problem in a gift.
No, agreed. So I guess my question to you is, would you, okay, here's just a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather receive $150 worth of a scented candle or flowers?
Well, if you're, I mean, I hate that this answer is as simple as it is, but it really depends on if you're a scented candle, like user.
I know.
It's kind of like asking, like, would you rather $150 worth of cigarettes? Or, you know, and it depends on the person. Like, I think if you have some scented candle lover who doesn't get nice things for themselves, okay, and you can spring one on them, okay, that might be very exciting, right? I mean, I hate to say that, you know, it's a case by case,
but it is
so exhausting using like 17 syllables that aren't your own. So like, It's on a case by case basis. That's like a good eight syllables.
Yeah.
That are like not my own. I'm just repeating a little tune. You know what I mean? I hate it. Like, it's on a case by case basis. Just the soul is gone.
The regurgitation of culture.
So wait, let me take a second with this. We're gonna talk about three. Get your gift giving game ready to go. Okay.
Okay. Great. I'm excited.
One, yes. Okay. First of all, one, you don't have to do things evenly at all. So let that go. Okay. It isn't, I got them this and I got them this. You could be broke on Tuesday and rich on Wednesday. You know what I mean? So who fucking cares? There's no rules there. You know, the only time that sort of comparison happens by virtue of whatever is on the holidays when people do a mass gifting, if they do. And I don't even know if people do that anymore. They do it in movies in the 80s, you know, like in Scrooge.
Yeah.
His secretary is going through, you know, the people on his, in his Rolodex, deciding whether to give him a towel or a VCR. He's like, towel.
Oh, yeah.
He's her. And he's like, towel. And then they get to his brother. He's like, towel. Are you there? Am I frozen? Okay.
No, I heard you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, like the lure of the 80s business, the lure of the 80s business as like evident New York in the 80s business, like comedies.
I know.
The allure of that. the allure. I said lore, the allure. You know,
is Allure magazine still in circulation? Sorry to be disrespectful.
I mean, unless there was a sudden shutdown. I mean,
did you buy, like, I would reach, magazines? I would grab an Allure. Like, yeah, like of I course. Was so like, yeah,
Allure,
yeah. What were
Marie
your big?
Marie Claire.
Do you remember
Allure.
what was the shopping one? Jane? Was it called Jane? Remember the little tabs? Gotta have it. Love it. Do you remember this?
I remember when
Lucky Mag. Right. Was the shopping magazine.
I feel like I remember when Lucky Mag came out. Is that possible? Like it was like.
Yes, I remember too.
It was almost like kind of like
I'm screaming.
Like it's all ads. And it's like, well, what did you think a magazine was before?
Of course it's all an ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sign me up as usual. Yeah, yeah. Sign me up.
No, Lucky Magazine had. It was different. It was all about shopping. And then there was a little insert. There were stickers, like post-its, and it said,
you could tab
your own, which is a genius marketing.
Okay.
Is it marketing? What is that? It's just genius.
Just pure excellence, right? It's added value.
Jacqueline, I'm laughing because I texted you the other day, brick and mortar is dead, because I was, so here I am. I have a couple hours off. I want to buy some socks.
Oh, right.
And I want to buy some underwear, some simple. I like the Calvin Klein. Sometimes you can get them
classic.
In bulk for a little, just classic. Okay.
Classic.
I go,
late
I'm going to stroll down. I'm going to stroll.
You're going to stroll down West Broadway.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm going to go to, Street. I'm really taking time with this to say where I went, because I think I went to Bloomingdale's in Soho, which I would anticipate would be well stocked. Well done.
I got news for you, sweetheart. I know you know. Go.
No, I know. No, I go in there. I'm excited. I go, oh, it's going to be so great to browse the racks. I get there. Hello? Greeted with a sallow expression.
Oh.
No, but I eventually have to find my way because no one wants to help me. I have to find my way to the fifth floor.
Oh,
I get up
I
there.
Know that horrible set of
there is
well
there's you know one person working the whole floor the I mean poor thing can you imagine I mean it's insane and I just, I'll just cut to the fucking chase know. There were about two kinds of socks there were I go over to the socks there's one pair that's like you know $20 a pair and then there's only one option that's like 3 for $20 there was I mean I was like the And by the way, the sock area, there was nothing. I mean, there was nothing. And then I go, oh, I'm just looking for underwear, just like really simple. Do you have the Calvin Klein? They go, oh, the Calvin Klein stuff's over there. I go over there. There's nothing. It's either like some horrific rayon fabric that would like your vagina would like become
combust or whatever.
Would combust after 4 hours in that thing. Just like, no, like the most unbreathable. Like, I'm like, who would ever even want that? It's just like. If you're anyway, there was nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. There was nothing. I left, and then there was one pair that I liked, and I was like, and there were, and I said, oh, do you have this in a small? She goes, no. I was like, and that's it, huh? I didn't say it to her, but internally I was like, and it's over. And you know, you're begging me, you're forcing me to go online. You're forcing me.
And they very well
might be.
No.
I was devastated.
Okay, I want to talk about this for a second because
I was heartbroken.
So I've tried to create a rule for myself. You know, like you think every time you do this, you feel bad about it. So, you know, I'm not going to do it next time. Remind me not to do this. I have with going to Bloomingdale's in New York City, both that location that you're describing and the classic. Okay, you go, you know. It's 1978 and I'm headed in a Bloomies on the Upper East or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And you go like, I'm going to do it. I've actually at points questioned, this is also true of the Bed Bath & Beyond on 72nd and Broadway, if it's still there, Columbus-ish area. One word, folks, haunted. Okay. But not haunted with history, not haunted with a sense of history. This is a sort of a vacuum.
Haunted by futurity.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. There is a faceless, there's any historical ghosts have been sort of sucked into a vacuum. It's we are clearly in a period where what the department store was. You got to think of it this. I mean, you don't have to think of it anyway, but let's think of it this way. Okay, department store, right? There was a time where they were like, we're going to get all the good stuff and we're going to put it in one place, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're going to get to come here and get everything you could possibly want, the finest in this and the finest in that. You won't have to go to this little shop to get this, okay? And
so you're going to travel the world. You're going to travel the world.
Okay, on a couple of floors, okay?
In one store,
The finest, yes. And so it was an aggregate, right? And wow. So it was the same as arguably what the internet stands for us. Oh God, sorry. I'm just imagining like once again, like quoted saying uninteresting things I haven't studied, but anyway, so what that means is much like Sieur Trudon. Okay. Sieur Trudon. Okay. The candle company that I like. The candle company that I've owned. I got one years ago, and then I got
one was given to me as a gift.
Never recovered. Yeah. You mean it
feels good. I was stunned. No. Someone brings that over, you go, wow.
Well, yeah, that's
this person was also the loaded.
There's one person I might get that candle for one day. I'll explain it later. But I've been holding it as an idea.
I love that.
My dear teacher, I mean, who I do not know, but remember Carolyn Mace, who we talk about,
Of course.
Because she talks about Teresa of Avila and then the Carmelite nuns and all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, oh, I'll get Carolyn the Carmelite candle. Because that's, nice. And the scent is like, you know, wet stone, and you can just practically hear the footsteps of the Carmelites, like, you know, walking down, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, I'll get that for my teacher. And by the way,
I just want to say, I have just decided I'm buying the diptyque for the person in question. Continue.
Okay. No, good. I think let go by, you know, if why don't you say this? You were frugal for years. Now it's time to enjoy the benefits of the frugality. I mean, not to say you can't take it with you, but.
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, continue.
You know, now it's time to roll down the hill.
And I want to say that small tokens of affection and appreciation do go a long way. You absolutely do not need to be spending like something like that is a money item. Like that's like a like small little romantic ideas.
A stuffed lemon, for example.
Okay, Jacqueline's, this is huge. Jacqueline's parents came to my show. When I tell you, I almost cried. It was, I love them so much. It was there. I felt like they were so proud of me. I felt like they loved the show.
Yes.
I was just like, and your mother produces a stuffed lemon. And I just couldn't believe it. I just love them. And I'm already planning on being in your home.
God.
Yeah. Or just like, yeah, I'm going to like, I'm just, I need to actually travel with you home.
We could play in the basement.
I need to travel with you home.
Yes. Yeah. We could play in the basement. We could play all sorts of games.
I had this vision of myself in like morning pajamas, like drinking coffee, like gambling before down. You're awake with your parents.
Yes. Yes.
And
kind
of being like, yeah, well, like I want that.
No, a big part of it is, we're very into analyzing like the previous evening or like the dinner, like whatever it was.
Yes, of course.
Can stretch on and it's just coffee and it's whatever. Is Emma crying? Okay, sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. It was so boring.
I cut you off.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say that, okay, the department store, you need to recognize when the thing that you brought that was fabulous, okay, is one, no longer relevant, and two, no longer the if you're not giving us the nostalgia, the romance, okay, of feeling like it's 19 whatever in the department store during its heyday, okay, then you have a problem. You can survive on romance, okay, if people still want an experience for sure, right? But if that's not there, and it is not there in those haunted aisles, okay, I mean it is. I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone there. God, a glittering department store. So, but the question
is, fabulous restaurant.
Well, there it is. There it is. Okay, that's...
Because that's what you used to do. You would go to Nordstrom and you'd get fucking lunch. You get a fucking tomato bisque. And you would, and then you'd go home and do a fashion show for your daddy. Yeah.
But like, fuck, I couldn't hear what you said. And do a what?
Said you'd go home and do a fashion show for your daddy. Did you ever do that? I did that all the time.
No. I mean, certainly not for my father. Okay. Like certainly, like, I don't know. Like it would be more like, I don't know. No, but it just, that just wasn't. No, I remember like the ecstasy, like going to the mall and spending hours and then getting like, I remember, I feel like they cost $8 at the time, the MAC eyeshadows, and like deciding on like getting one and then like, or getting a lipstick,
one the
maybe.
Color of a butterfly.
I remember specifically getting this brick colored one and then, and then like taking them out of the bag and laying it on my like bedspread. The packaging, just like that feeling. Oh my god.
Oh my god, of course. Stila really does that for me. By the way, yes. I wanna holding. And I wanna ask also the community about a body balm, something that was not glittery but that adds some kind of shimmer, because I'll say Stila made something called Bathina. I don't know if anyone here used to have that.
It was in a tin.
It was in a tin.
It had a little puff.
Well,
and Stila
Smell of it, I can still. Oh, the smell was. That
me
was
too.
The first makeup counter I ever got a full beat down at. Was at the Stila counter, and they did me
full
up,
beat down.
A full beat. You know, they did me
yes.
up.
Right.
And took a Polaroid of me.
Took
a Polaroid of me and my two friends, and then the three, and then I bought a compact. I mean, it's genius. And then I bought a compact, and the Polaroid of you and your friends slips in the top. So you have like a photograph of you and your girls, and then you do your
That's
eyeshadow.
Perfect.
I mean, it was. I'm not having a daughter, and that's it.
Custom palette?
Can we figure out? I'm not sure yet. Like, it was a custom. No, it wasn't a custom palette. I think it was like there were four kinds.
Nonetheless,
like fall,
yeah.
I
remember Bathina or whatever. Really, I remember the smell completely too. They went for it in packaging. Wait, what are we trying to figure out about the how you can have a daughter?
Wait, was it Stila or Benefit? Oh my
Without
god,
any
a tear in the fabric. A tear in the fabric.
Did I say Benefit?
It's Benefit. No, I think it is Benefit. It's not Stila. Okay. It's Benefit.
No, I think it's Benefit too, because Benefit has all the ones like the Hula
Benefit needs a book. I want a book written about the aesthetics of Benefit and the marketing. And like that, Benefit has such a brand. Branding around Benefit.
I'll tell you what they did. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Know how I feel about it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
pin-up
there meets. Was a time. What you have to remember is that there was a time before a Benefit, before a Stila, okay, when makeup was still being treated as, you know, for fancy women.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It was still louder. Yes. Okay. And all of that. It was a fully grown, older French woman was the vibe, right?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you know, we're at the makeup counters because you're always into the next thing, right? So you're a young girl, you're at the makeup counter. And then it's sort of like, that's why like Mac was like, holy shit. As a brand.
Wait, say that. Wait, Jacqueline, stop.
Sorry.
Okay, now pick it up. Say that again.
So there was this moment where they were all like being disruptive, okay, in different ways of that kind of classic. Because doesn't it feel like makeup was sort of like, okay, it was the same and it was very like fancy until I feel like one of the first breaks, and I'm just making this up. This is just from like, this might not be the tale at all. But in my mind, then like I remember feeling like it was before my time, but I recognize its place in history. Clinique was a big
respect.
Term. Okay. The white absence of background, you know, the like I feel like it used to be like just sitting there, the elegance, like almost the focus on the packaging, right? But it was like approachable. I feel like Clinique was like approachable. It was like for you know, just your average woman to not be intimidated. She's not gonna go in and get berated by like a French makeup woman, right? It was like, you know, the three-step system, whatever. It was a kind of like functional prestige brand. Then I feel we start to get into they go more and more and more. Now here you go. Are you ready? Remember Sephora? Okay. Once you have Sephora, once you have everyone on a uniform shelving system, well, how are you going to cut through the clutter then? Okay? You gotta do something.
Yeah.
You can't just have nice packaging. Because in the old makeup counters, there were visuals to accompany. So it was a glass cabinet with some makeup in it. And then those big visuals. And that's what pulled you over to the Lauder, I think. Sephora, no big visuals other than the Sephora ones.
Right.
So the packaging itself had to grab you. The product itself had to grab you. Benefit was just a sea of pink toys.
And Benefit, am I wrong? Benefit kind of had an aesthetic geared toward like teenagers, right?
Well, like, yes, but I think it also was like,
I'm still,
yes,
I'm
it was
still
pink,
locked on
it was
Benefit.
Playful.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was playful. It was extremely approachable. It was like you didn't
makeup
have to know anything about makeup because they were.
Okay. I have a huge word here. Guess what they employed that no one else did? Humor.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Everyone else was afraid. Right. They had like, well, their classic are like the, like, you know, they're like, because Benefit, I mean, they're still doing it. Like they're fake or whatever is their lashes thing.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, they're like,
right. Yes.
They had other ones like that. Like, yeah, humor. There it is. Humor. Okay. Benefit brought you. Now, do you remember the introduction of philosophy? Skincare?
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Philosophy did something to me. There was like a 2 month period when I was,
I
like
mean, youth as we know it is one of their
years old. I think I was 22 maximum.
Yeah.
And this is the social contagion of brand loyalty, because
yes.
I had like my beautiful friend.
Yes.
She was really into philosophy. I was so fixated, hyper-focused, ADD fixated on the philosophy website.
Yes.
All I wanted in the world was everything. And she had it all, okay? She had like the whole fucking line. And I was convinced that philosophy was the ticket to beauty because her face was a miracle to me. And I was like, if I use her soap, which is again the thing of like bonds between women and using the balm of the woman then brings you closer to her. And like, it actually is it's the only ritual we have now.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well,
I feel closer to you that you even know about that Bettina one that that we even share that same smell. I'm humbled and moved. Okay.
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
have that smell in your brain too. Like, but yeah, it's, you know, I mean, let's get real. The God in consumerism. I mean, we'll take it wherever we can get it. Like,
yeah.
Using the same product as someone else. Tell me another way that, I mean, or tell me that's not another way to connect.
Absolutely.
There
no,
it is.
It's the only, yeah.
We're just arguing. We're like, like, am I pitching Coca-Cola right now? Like, what?
Okay, so huge announcement. I literally have to go.
Okay, youth as we know it. Do you remember that? And then, sorry, I want to do more. I want to go through all the brains. I got confused. I want to go through all the brands soon. Because we just got started.
And we just want to say to all the listeners that we know there's been some reruns, we know there's been some hiccups, but baby, wait till we get into the winter poog season. And Jacqueline, I'm
just
saying
have faith,
on air,
people.
I'm pitching this to you on air. Remote episode us at Bloomingdale's, or remote episode us walking through a department store. This
well,
American
absolutely.
Lifestyle.
It
found,
nearly happened.
I want sound collage. I want a sound collage of us at the Grove, and I won't sleep till it's done.
I accepted 10 minutes ago. All right.
I want the Grove episode of Poog to get a Peabody. Okay, I love you. I miss you.
All right, Peabody. Love you.
Peabody soon.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Do Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.